This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The top performing weekend program on the radio in the country is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you for making it thus and such. That's mostly because Michael Harrison is here from the acclaimed, the Bible, in fact, of talk radio, Talkers Magazine. Every week, the folks at Talkers go through listening to stations, programs, talking to people running news talk radio stations. What's the big story? This week, not a lot of heavy, there was not a lot of heavy lifting or research needed to get to number one for this week. But then there are some other ones that are floating around in the story list and the people list, which Michael will be happy to deliver. I shouldn't assume that, right? I hope you're happy to deliver.
I'm very happy. This brings me deep joy and
deep joy
in life. Deep joy and purpose. But seriously, what you're saying is true. The number one story, which is obviously politics and the midterm elections, dominated conversation on talk radio to the point that the only other topics that made it are those that were among the topics talked about in the election. I'll go through that. But there are a couple of things that made it in there anyway, like number 10, big tech, Elon Musk and Twitter and Meta layoffs. Number nine, Hurricane Nicole and climate change. Mm-hmm. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, immigration. Number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. Crime at number 4. Now we're getting really into, you know, midterm stuff. Crime and the economy at number 3. Donald Trump is a category unto himself at number 2. And number 1, politics and the midterm elections. As mentioned, the people on the survey at number 10, we have Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg of you-know-whats at number 9, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky at number 8. Number 7, we have, here's a category, this is the only way we could have done it or it would have gone on forever. Numerous Republican and Democratic Party candidates. That's it. Then at number 6, we get into a couple of the higher profile ones, like Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker in Georgia. Number 5, big surprise to some, not to everybody, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, obviously Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, who's, as we speak, on the other side of the globe at the COP27 conference talking about the environment and climate change. And then heading off to Bali, where he is going to have an in-person meeting with President Xi. And the two of them will lay eyes on each other for the first time in years.
An important part of history, no doubt. Wait a minute. Can we have a chorus of idiots now? Let's think that would be appropriate. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Yeah, really. So it's your turn to talk.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to completely steer the boat in another direction.
Please.
You know how I am. I don't like doing what everybody else does, even though this program is not for me. It's for the audience, and they want to know what the number one story is. So there's no guessing about it for sure. But at number 9, as we talk about the hurricane, we talk about weather and that sort of thing, I thought it would be worth at least a moment or two of our time to talk about, as much as we don't want to, this is the second week of November as you hear this program being broadcast. And I don't want to know about winter storms, but if you're in Montana listening to this program or the Dakotas, you are getting whacked pretty good by this big storm. Interstate 94 will be closed for most of the weekend because of a big crash there. So if it weren't for this being election week, this would be a big, probably bigger than number 9, because these storm warnings are extending all the way across from Big Sky Country through the Dakotas into Minnesota, and that storm will impact probably the east part of the country, whether it's snow or rain. But the thing that most of us in New England look forward least to, and you and I are both in New England, is the first snow, or any snow. And it certainly seems awfully early. Not saying we're going to get it, but, you know, the prognosticators are saying there's a chance some snow will fall in some places in upstate New York and up state New England. Anyway.
And this is why I have always been on record as being a proponent of building a wall around New England.
Yes.
And a ceiling.
Keep the damn snow out, please. Right. Yep. All right. So, the economy also is something that a lot of people are talking about, because there's a lot of confusion and a lot of mixed messages here. The whole business about paying off student debt and whether Joe Biden is on the right course or the wrong course, it was sort of a political issue, but not a whole lot. The economy is stupid. Who was it? James Carville started that when Clinton was president, right? Wasn't that kind of...
According to our historical records, the first person that is credited with saying that is James Carville.
Right. Okay. So did that bear out in your research? Is that what people thought? Was there more focus on that? After all, the numbers...
It depends on where you were. This election is mixed. This election does not show any kind of a trend. We're still polarized. And in places where people thought that... take, for example, New York, where crime is a major issue.
Yeah.
Kathy Hochul got reelected. She's abysmal on crime.
Terrible almost everything.
Would have been strong on crime. And yet, most of the votes for Hochul came from blue New York City, and the votes for the other guy came in red upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people in New York City actually feel that their government is doing a good job in protecting them from crime? What the heck is going on there? But there are places where abortion was a major issue. Basically, the Democrats made abortion and democracy the major issues across the board in the election, and the Republicans made the economy and crime and immigration the major issue there. And in some places, it worked to each party's advantage, and in some places, it didn't. There's no trend that you could draw universally coast to coast from this election.
Nothing. And then the Fetterman thing, which is more of a, I don't know, is it a red herring? Is it a blue herring?
What it is, it's a Mehmet Oz is a loser herring.
Well, he did lose.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, this is part of the great discussion here, because it's non-political. I look at this as being an unbelievable damning of the early voting, of the mail-in voting, because nobody had seen the debate between Fetterman and Oz before early voting was in vogue there, or enacted in Pennsylvania, or being used. So how many people, after they saw the debate, wished they had the ability to change their vote?
That's an interesting question. Yeah. And my personal feeling is it didn't play much of a role.
Really?
Your feeling is that people would have voted against Fetterman had they had the chance to.
Yes, that is correct.
We'll never know for sure. However, I think most people made their minds up in advance. And the dislike of Oz and the dislike of Trump in that particular circle caused Mehmet Oz to lose, no matter how impaired Fetterman seemed to be. The people that voted for Fetterman did not want to see the Republicans take over the Senate. Had nothing to do with the capabilities of Oz versus Fetterman as individuals. It had to do with partisanship, and basically it's an example where Trump did damage to his party. That's my opinion.
Well, I think that we are all about opinions and facts and how they shake together. Looking at the coverage and all of the focus, because you accurately said Donald Trump number two on the story list and on the people list, but there are a lot of people that I've heard from this week, mostly on social media, who think it's time to dismiss Mr. Trump. Maybe it's echoing because that's what I say, but maybe, you know, I can only reflect on the people who listen to the Good Day program and what they are thinking. It may not be that that's what the average person listening to the average talk radio program around the country is feeling, but the listeners, and it isn't so much agreeing with me, I just think that DeSantis is at this point shaping up to be a far better candidate for the Republicans, and a lot of people are recognizing it. But if you're living in South Florida, the two things this week for you was the impact of the hurricane and then the election and DeSantis and the number of Latinos who voted for him. Because if it weren't for the Latinos, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere. I think that's a story in and of itself. If I were doing a talk radio program in Miami, that'd be what I'd be talking about.
Well, that's right. What they're talking about in Miami.
Yeah,
but
the reason
that Hispanics in Florida voting for DeSantis is because they are Cubans and they are entrepreneurial.
Yep.
They are not the same.
Not Southwestern Hispanics.
As, right, people from Mexico.
Yep.
Or in the Northeast, Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge mistake to lump all Hispanics together.
The simplicity of the news media does that. It lumps all Republicans together, all Democrats together, all liberties. It's because it's convenient and they think they control the discourse.
Damn them.
On that note, we will pause here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, giving you the benefit of Michael's knowledge, expertise, and research with the list, the top 10 stories. You can find it at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com, the people list as well. There's a book I'm reading called The Battle for the American Mind. And it basically, I don't know whether you'd say it was an indictment of progressivism on the news channels, because that's kind of what, you know, not only the news channels, but the newspapers that are still popular that get all the attention. You don't hear very much from the Manchester Union Leader, but you hear a lot from the New York Times. Is that because of the location of the Manchester Union Leader, or is that because it has a presentation that is right of center, and it doesn't have credibility with any of the journalists who seem to be coming out of the journalism schools that are preponderant, what's the word I'm looking for? Mostly.
Ponderously.
That too. Left of center, and their coverage reflects all of that. So really, we're not getting the news at all. That's what this guy's theory is. You're not getting the news. Somebody's trying to manipulate your mind with almost anything that you read or see. Isn't that what advertising is, though? Are we indicting ourselves, I guess, there? I mean, that kind of,
you're covering, you're sloshing over a lot of issues here.
I am, yes. But I mean, that's because
The main reason that the New York Times has more influence than the Manchester, whatever it is,
Union
is
leader.
Because one's in Manchester and one's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, it's apples and oranges.
Well, the fact that we use that, though, when it comes to the early voting, it comes to the primaries, and people go to New Hampshire first, and there are lots of people who want to know what the endorsement is from the,
that has to do with the primary thing. It has to do with also the ever-changing news. One of the things that I've noticed following the quarterly presidential elections is that the Iowa caucuses are a big deal until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The New Hampshire primary is a big deal until the next day.
Yeah. Isn't that true? Most everything in the news cycle, though, everything is a big deal until it isn't.
Yeah, what happened to the late Paul Tsongas the day after he was the big...
God love him. What a wonderful guy.
The big winner in New Hampshire. Yeah. Or various and sundry people that have won. Mike Huckabee, for a moment, was the man of the hour because he won one of the early...
Now his daughter is getting all the attention because she won. Well, in the governor's race,
you know.
Yeah.
That's nice. You know?
Quote number two of the day. All right.
But the battle for the American mind, I think it's I don't think there is such a thing as the American mind. I think it's battle between American minds.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that mindset. The idea, maybe.
There is no American mindset. That's a mistake. Whenever you hear people, the American people, there is no such thing as the American people.
Was there ever?
No!
Maybe on September 11th.
Maybe a moment here or there are resolved to win World War II, things of that nature, of course. But what I'm saying is when you look under the microscope at every event in history, every event, whether it was going into the war against the Nazis or going into the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, how to deal with the Depression, all of the different things that have happened over the history of this nation, if you look at it under the microscope and get away from the black and white headlines of both history books and newspapers, you see that there's always been tremendous contention, tremendous amount of controversy, tremendous amount of battling for the American mind.
Yes. All right, well, we'll continue our battle for the American mind in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday marks the first Veterans Day since new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits. This, as Vice President Kamala Harris says, veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast, border to border, you're listening to what in the minds of the folks at Talkers Magazine are the main stories, the charts for the week of November the 7th to the 11th. Michael Harrison, who's the leader of the band at Talkers Magazine, a veteran of many radio wars, he is on top of the heap, and he is happy to be on top of the heap where he ought to be. He's the man people go to get the info, and then they twist it and turn it around like CBS News did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And it is a heap. It is a heap. I like that word, heap.
A heap. Yeah. Right. Okay. So Doug Steffen here, as we focus on the crime story, which is number four. I'm trying to, we've gotten all the politics and stuff, I hope, out of our system for a while. The wild California car chase that took place this week. Did you see it was kind of like out of a movie. You think, okay, on the streets of Los Angeles, when you see cars running around, there's usually a film crew chasing them, you know, following them, whether it's down in the LA River or whether it's out in the desert or whether it's going through town in the middle of the night. But this was not that. The driver stole three cars and caused untold damage before he was stopped by police shooting the tires out. And most everybody saw, when they look at the wrecks of all these cars, they figure everybody's dead. But miraculously, the driver emerged alive who had started all of this stuff. But then, you know, the whole discussion, there are a lot of different ways you go here with this. Why is there so much crime in America? Why do people have to steal things to survive? The drug culture, the police, and are they overdoing it by shooting everything up? You know, you can go a lot of different directions with these sorts of things. But I, you know, you look at the crime and how people love to be passionate about it. And I think one of the reasons is because of all the television shows and movies that are all basically about crime. Right?
I don't know if it's because of the shows or the shows are because of the crime. The chicken or the egg, you know. But I know that in California, It's a show every night on the nightly news.
Right.
Car chases.
Starting with OJ. Remember that? That's kind of where it started.
Yeah. And that wasn't much of a chase. That was a parade. That was a slow moving parade. But the car chases are part of LA culture, Southern California culture, and it's a media event. They have the helicopters in place. The remote cameras and they follow it.
Do you remember where you are the night OJ was being followed down the five?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were?
I knew OJ. I was friends with OJ, mm-hmm. and the guy that was driving the Bronco, his buddy.
Al. AJ, Al, something like that.
Very nice guy. Very
was he?
OJ was a nice guy. That's what the whole thing
was
so provocative.
Right.
I mean, you would never know.
Mm-mm.
But I was in my younger days in that circle.
Yeah.
With OJ and AJ and the Kardashians.
Yeah.
When we say the Kardashians, I mean the real patriarch of the Kardashians, Bob Kardashian, Kim's father, she wasn't even born yet.
And Shapiro and all that bunch.
I knew them. I worked with them. And that's a story for another time. Mm. But so I watched the OJ thing with great interest. Because, you know, when you know people involved in a story, it's even more compelling than when you're watching them from afar.
Right.
That was a hell of an experience. I mean, it was one of those iconic moments in American history of that white Bronco going down, you know, the San Diego freeway.
White Bronco that gets sold on a used car lot. Hey, this was the car that was used by OJ to escape the police. Remember that, Jay? It was 1993, I think, wasn't it? I remember because I was getting this program where my Good Day program started. I was in a bar in Oceanside, California. The guy was running a little fledgling network down there. And we were watching. We never really got to the point of our meeting. We watched on television for 2 hours this stuff.
Yeah.
And I had just started on KBC in Los Angeles, and I was the only person. I was quickly a shutout because I was the only person on the air in Los Angeles who said, well, let's give OJ a break. Let's find out what really happened. Everybody else said, boo, what are you talking about? He's guilty. Go back to Boston.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. But anyway. The police weren't chasing him. They were keeping account on him. They didn't want to. But the big issue about police chases, the real issue is, should they let the car go and not go through this whole chase because of the danger that it presents to innocent civilians?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, when have you ever seen a police car chasing an actual chase?
I have in Los Angeles. I have. Yes,
it's pretty scary when you're seeing it in person.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in an urban area as opposed
to... Well, especially if you're on the road where the police... If you're involved in the cars are, you know, coming around you and you, you know, you see the police in your rearview mirror and this guy's, you know, going all over the place to get away from the police, that's pretty scary.
Anything could happen. They can go left, they can go right, they can go
bullets. Yeah.
And you don't know which way to turn. Should you go to the left to get out of the way or the right?
Yeah.
It's like trying to figure out which way the football is going to run. And but the major issue of all the issues is whether or not the very function of the police chase is a positive or a negative when you weigh all the elements involved and the risk and the collateral damage that they cause.
And what do you come up with as a conclusion to that?
My conclusion is that there should not be police chases past a certain point.
What's the point?
The point when it's dangerous, when it's
who decides that?
The police have to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
The police know. When I mean, can you imagine what it's like to be a cop in one of those
awful
high
awful
speed chases?
Awful. Like,
you know, you talk about battlefield.
Mm-mm.
Stress.
No. Hard to be a cop there. All right, a couple more things before we get to what's in the Michael Harrison Bailiwick this week. The the fact that we look at politicians, I am going to go back to this for a second because I really am eager to hear your rendering of or answer to the question about inspirational politicians. The reason I ask is because I was just reading an excerpt from a book about John F. Kennedy, who probably is in terms of greatness or what we thought about him as a leader when he first got elected. Most people thought, eh, and then after a while, it looked like this guy had a lot of starch. So I would put him in my list of inspiring politicians. That's a short list, actually. But I want to know from you, if you look back over your life and mine span the same time, who do you think was the most inspiring politician? And are we looking at things all wrong if we're looking for inspiration from some of these people?
Well, that's the first thing, is that don't look to politicians for inspiration. They're a matter of expediency. So
their own or ours?
Ours.
Ours, okay.
They have to be expedient. Sometimes the worst scoundrels turn out to be heroes because the circumstances, they rise to the occasion and they do things for people. It's how you judge them. Are you judging them on his personal appeal? Are you judging him or her?
Clinton may be a good example of that, you think?
Well, I think Clinton is has to be really analyzed by history as time goes by. Of course, that's going to happen when Hillary runs against Trump or DeSantis in 2024, and we see just how much nostalgia the American people, the American mind, has for...
That's your prediction? She's going to be the Democratic standard bearer?
My prediction is she's probably going to be the next president.
Uh-huh. Not a bad...
Well, I'm not saying... But I'm for it.
Yeah, I get it.
Please, you know, I'm going to get letters. You son of a... You know. No. I'm just simply saying, based upon the way the tea leaves are reading, Hillary could very well be the next president.
Yep.
And that only comes because I've seen this game before.
Yeah, right.
Look back to Richard Nixon in the 1960s. Hillary is Richard Nixon.
Yep. And by the way, DeSantis becomes the president after that. She is a one-termer, and then DeSantis becomes the president.
Well, if Trump gets the nomination, Hillary will trounce him in the election.
Yeah.
If DeSantis gets the nomination, this is just my opinion. Don't go out and invest in this. But if DeSantis gets the nomination, it's going to come down to a dead heat, and we won't have the results for months.
There we go. Bing, bang, boom. All right, I wanted that from you. Okay, one other item, the inflation rate. Prices are up 12 and 14% for Thanksgiving meals from year over year. And then we look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We look at a lot of information that's coming out. The prices actually have stabilized, and inflation went down last month.
Yeah,
so
the stock market went up.
Yeah. Right. So is it over already?
Yes, it's over.
Yeah. Okay. Then we'll take a break.
Want to something. Yeah, right.
All right.
You
know. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder about all the great things. Michael and I were just talking off the air about the feel he has from his new MyPillow. And there are lots of people who think MyPillow is just about pillows. Yeah. Okay. You can get good buys on good pillows at MyPillow. But now there are a couple of other things I'd like to point your attention, point out the Giza sheet sale. Right now you can buy a set of Giza sheets for $29.99 with the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Also this week, they've decided to give you a great deal on their fabulous towels. Every towel set from MyPillow, two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth for now, this next, I guess the next couple of weeks here, $39.99 with promo code DS. They are originally $109.99. So both of these items for sale at about 60-65% off. Good time to do it. Let's get stocked up. Let's do the right thing. Check out MyPillow and all the accoutrements that go with it, the Giza Dream Sheets, and the towels are the two specials for this week. Great deals only with my promo code DS at MyPillow.com. According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, these are the people, most talked about people in America this week on News Talk Radio. At number 10, Carrie Irving. At number 9, combo Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Who do you want to dislike more, I guess? And speaking of disliking, number 8, Mr. Putin is there. Number 7, I guess we could go through a list of various Republican and Democratic candidates that fit into that hole. Number 6, the two people vying for the Senate in Georgia. Number 5, the two people vying for Senate in Pennsylvania. Number 4 is Pelosi and McCarthy as things change for the Republicans in the House. Ron DeSantis is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, number 1 this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, yeah, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from the folks at Talkers Magazine at number 10 this week. Twitter and Meta. The Twitter layoffs and the Meta layoffs. Number 9, the hurricane. Number what? You heard? You didn't hear there's a hurricane? Name was Nicole. Number 8, race relations. Number 6 on the countdown, the focus on immigration. The Ukrainian war is number 5. Crime in America is 4. The economy is 3. Mr. Trump, in and of himself, is number 2. And, of course, the midterm elections are number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. All right, the world of news talk, the talk radio countdown show, all of it has its roots at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, and the stories that are there about your favorite shows and hosts and stuff. Dave Ramsey is number 3 on the list, right? The heavy 100?
Actually, he's number 2. Dave Ramsey is number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And number 1, of course, is our dear friend Sean Hannity.
Sean, yeah.
And, but Ramsey is an important player because he's not a typical news talker.
No.
And I personally love it when people are on news talk stations that are not necessarily political news talkers. I still have a nostalgia for
good.
A station that isn't only one thing.
Yep.
As variety.
Yes. Right.
But that's, of course, not the way the trends are going.
Well, it depends on where you are, what station. I'll say this not because you led me into it, but the stuff that I've been doing, you say everyone's, you always say there's a little political bent to me, and there is, it has to be. But there's so many other great things going on, like Veterans Day. I spent almost the whole day talking about veterans and Veterans Day and the things going on.
This past week, Veterans Day has certainly not gotten its due share of conversation.
No. Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
10 before the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 53 past the hour. Time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I've often conjured, I wake up at night thinking, what does the J.J. stand for? Junior J-Man. Instead of a junior G-Man, you can be a J-Man, as you are the J-Man. How about that? Does that work, or is that a stretch?
Yep. Usually, no, that works. Usually when people ask me, what does the JJ stand for, I say Harold.
Well, I've always said you had a sense of humor. All right, let's get at the stories and the things that are affected by possible legal challenges in terms of, well, there's always the legal challenges that Mr. Trump is encountering. I don't think those were on the top of the heap this week. Challenges to elections. So, bring us through what would happen. What do you have to do if you challenge the results of an election? What do you have to do? Isn't it a really complicated, expensive process?
Yeah, very much so. And there are thresholds that you have to get through to be able to overcome immediate motions to dismiss. It's one of these things like people will say, well, can I sue someone for whatever? And I said, yeah, anybody can sue anyone, but it doesn't mean that it goes anywhere. And without any kind of real evidence, what we call in criminal law probable cause, a motion to dismiss would probably take care of these things. And as far as the elections this midterm, they went far smoother than most people expected. It was, you know, a few little glitches here. But, you know, at this point, that argument of the stolen elections is getting weaker and weaker. And a lot of the candidates who ran on that and Trump picked candidates didn't do particularly well. I think Stephen Colbert said the red wave turned into a pink trickle. And a lot of Republicans are kind of turning on Trump for trying to make the party about him at a time when
they're just learning to move on. Be interesting to see how DeSantis puts the pieces together. Meanwhile, as long as we're in the political circle, I thought it was interesting. AOC claimed that the election results showed in some of the districts in New York that it was stolen. So
she must have been hanging out with Trump too much.
Oh my God! You know, I haven't heard much from that bunch. You haven't heard a lot from them anyway. Okay.
No.
So next up, the situation on the Supreme Court. There are, you know, the expectation that these people are all in a box and they're all supposed to do what we think they're supposed to do, like this one's conservative and this one isn't.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting this season since they've all kind of gotten together. It looks to me like there have been a couple or three or four of almost unanimous decisions on certain issues. Are you surprised at the way some of these folks are coming out? There was the latest member, and I'm now blanking on her name, did something this week that was unexpected as well.
Yeah, you know, and you point something up that has been really the rule for a long time. As polarized as the country is, and as reflected by the positions on the court, year after year, and I don't expect this year to be any different, even though for a case to get to the Supreme Court, there generally have to be pretty good arguments on both sides. It's what makes it most interesting. But generally, there are more unanimous decisions than not. Mm-hmm. And as much as I may criticize a particular judge or whatever, you know, for a reasoning, the bottom line is they're good, legitimate judges. Yes, they're involved in politics, but every judge on that bench, well, maybe not Clarence Thomas, but every judge on that bench deserves to be there. And there are times, like you said, they will surprise you. Everybody thinks they're going to do something purely political, and they follow the law. So, no, I'm not surprised, and I do think we may see somewhat of a toning down of the politics in there. And I think Justice Roberts, who is very knowledgeable in that area, will lead the court in that direction.
Yeah, he surprised a lot of people. All right, so the final focus is on our state of Massachusetts. You and I both live in the Bay State. The new governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, all women. And people have tried to make a big deal out of that. I think they're all lawyers, too, aren't they? That's why
they are. That should be the problem.
Damn lawyers. Well, listen, I've made a career out of telling people we need to acknowledge the people who win because they're winners, not because they're black or because they're women or whatever else it is. They're winners, and it happens coincidentally that they all happen to be women and they all happen to be lawyers. So there it is.
Couldn't agree with you. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. In Massachusetts, they didn't win because they were women. They won because they were good. They won because they were good candidates.
Yep, right. All right, we'll hold a place for you next week here on the Countdown. Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.